Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to China. China launched another cyber attack on our country between February 26 and March 3rd. They targeted Microsoft Exchange. Servers that use Microsoft Exchange and that manage email plans. I'm going to get into this a little bit. And before I do, we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I was in and out of the listening area this morning. I don't think they fixed back from Russia yet, for goodness sakes. Anyway, when you get time, what do you think immigration at the border will do to the Biden administration? Seems like the Republicans are going to use that against them. And I'll let you go back to talking to China. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, there's two elements to it. To me, the more important one is the moral element and the welfare of the kids. And you can't have kids. You simply can't have kids at 729% capacity, showering every 3 days and only seeing the sun through the shower room, okay? And only permitted to go outside once a day for 20 minutes or something. You can't have that. But on the other hand, you can't suddenly have a six-year-old walking around and just let him go off by himself. He will be kidnapped. They will be trafficked. It's a terrible, terrible issue. The problem is this. We only have in the House a 10 or 11 seat majority. And the reason I say 10 or 11, there's a House seat in Iowa that I think only was won by a Republican by 6 votes. There's some real questions about excluded ballots, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats may seek to overturn that. But let's say it's 10 votes. We can lose that majority by gerrymandering. Give you an example. In Florida, they're not as tightly gerrymandered as we are here. If they gerrymandered in Florida because they control the legislature and the governor the way we do here, and they're going to get 3 more congressional seats, you could wipe out something like 6 or 7 of our 10-seat advantage. Texas the same way. They're going to add seats, a couple of them, 2, 3 of them. We're going to lose seats, I think, in New York and some of the others. We could go into 2023 with Kevin McCarthy as speaker and shut everything down. And the signature issue is going to be what I've just described. You know, this is unconscionable. It was worse under Trump. It was worse under Trump. He took kids away from their parents. Now parents are abandoning them. It's sad, but they come from countries with criminal governments and gangs running everything. And what do we do? Because you don't want to just return people to that. I think what you got to do is provide the funds to improve that society, arrest some of the leaders, and frankly, use our military to coordinate with their military and round up the gangs. And if their military is corrupt somewhat, like some of the Mexican military is, not the Navy, the Mexican Navy is honest, but you have to know who it is. And we have to contain it and keep the population down there, and we have to return the people we have now. What are you going to do? 11,000 kids come in February, twice as many as before, because the word's gotten out that the border's open. I'm telling you, I'm just flat out telling you that we have got to do something, or we could end up with Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Bill of Economwalk, my friend, thanks for calling. And by the way, Bill, you want a T-shirt. You want a Devil Radio T-shirt? And leave your address with Luke, and he'll send it to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
That's the first T-shirt I want, so you can pass it along. But here's what I'd like to say, 2 things. One on immigration. Under the Biden plan, we're giving kids right to life. And that means if these kids come into our country, they won't end up dead or part of a gang or child trafficking. They get a right to life, and it's how we market it. The other thing about all those kids and all the thing that's going on, I'm part of them. I'm a Christian. How about a Christian coalition of churches, the evangelicals? Let's start with them. They're very good about, you know, and I'm against abortion myself. But why don't the churches could handle it? You know that. A council of churches could handle it in a heartbeat and do it the right way. It's time, I think, you know, John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. This is a time for people to step up. My second question is, could they introduce legislation, and this is something about the Republicans, that the next investigation that's called by these so-called legislators, they're not investigators, they think they are, they think they're just there to investigate, that you're allowed to investigate, but it's money that you're going to have a stake in if this fails. And in other words, we've got to have some accountability on these investigations. Because you and I both know that the number they waste in money investigating is in the billions. When you add it all up, I guarantee you, of lost time, people have to come and testify. They're supposed to be doing another job. So on those two things, that's just my thought for the morning. And again, thanks for letting me say something.
Those are profound insights, Bill. I really appreciate your calling in. I want to address them briefly. First of all, the issue of responsibility for the legislation. Did you know that under Trump, when he had that COVID relief package last spring and summer, 4,000 businesses got paid twice. Some Fortune 500 businesses got relief they didn't need. Hedge funds got relief. It had to go through the banks. The banks took care of their borrowers, many of them who didn't need it. And small restaurants, because they couldn't do the work during the day and they couldn't afford an accountant, they sat around doing the books at 11 at night. It was too late. That's what you get from them. And it was wrong. It was very, very wrong. And what Biden has done is appointed a czar to oversee it and make sure there's no fraud in this dissemination of money. When it comes to the immigration question, I really like the humanity of your response. I agree that the churches can get together. They can find, but you know, my question is adoptive parents. I mean, I don't think these parents thought that they were simply going to abandon their kids. Foster parents, yes, the churches could do it. And I applaud that. And I think that it would put a good context for these kids and a protective context. On the other hand, in the long run, you want to reunite the kids with their parents. You could say, okay, to the parents, come up here and you can stay with the kids. The question is, I think it may beg, and I think it, as a short-term solution, I think it's an excellent idea. As a long-term solution, unless you're prepared to say, we're just going to empty out a lot of these countries because the criminality of their leaders and their gangs is irresolvable. And I don't think you can say that. How do we stop the conditions that impel people to desperation? There's a lot of people around the world who would like to come to the United States, but they're not. So many of them are not so desperate that they think they have to do it for their survival. How do you get it so that it's not seen as their survival? How do you get it so that there's humane and honest government restored with financial support from the United States, with financial support from the United States? That is the policy question. But I very much like the humanity of your response on the churches handling it in the short run. I hadn't really thought about it at that level. I think it's a terrific idea. Thank you, Bill of Oconomowoc. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thank you for calling. By the way, you win a T-shirt bequeathed to you by Bill of Oconomowoc. So leave your address with Luke. And what's on your mind today, Mark?
Okay, well, yeah, it's just horrifying. I mean, the reading a little bit of history made me, I'm misinterpreting it a little bit, that when we won the war with Mexico, the kind of one of the reasons we just didn't take Mexico is because it would have introduced too many people of color, which would have been unacceptable to those, you know, that what became the Confederacy, because they would have seen it as a shift in power. And probably wasn't the right thing to do. You know, the Mexican War was, you know, very politically charged back in the day, and that, you know, we're still reaping some of the consequences today. I mean, that we don't want to accept you know, that I'm wondering, you know, that because these people are coming here, are now people of color, that if that's part of weighing into the decision for the Republicans, of course, that not from our side. But we have, you know, the part of the reason those governments down south, I mean, you know, in Central American countries, the ones that are corrupt, is it something we helped create? I mean, we destabilized some of those governments, putting in strong men that were more favorable to us, but that has come back to bite us on the ass. And it's just a shame that those people had to flee their homelands because they're hardworking. You know, some of those people are fleeing, you know, properties that they have. They're fleeing their farms that they had. That it's horrifying that we have to, and like you said, we have to do something to help establish good governments there without being...
Well, here's the deal, Mark. Two things on the thing. There, I'm sure there are a lot of people who, there are ethnic reasons why they're doing this, but frankly, if we had a lot of people just leaving their kids at the border, I don't care who they are, coming from countries where cartels bribed the president and where gangs ran the countries, we wouldn't want that either. We don't want that at all for those reasons. I think that Bill of Aconwalk's idea of the churches intervening initially to help place these kids is great, but then the question is, who are you going to place them with? Foster parents, adoptive parents? They have parents. They have parents. They just left them there out of desperation. And the whole country will leave them there out of desperation if something isn't done to correct the criminality of their leaders and the fact that they are run by gangs. That ultimately is going to require financial assistance and cooperation between our military and theirs, weeding out the crooks in their military. And then as far as it being our fault, the United States has done a lot of bad things. It's also done more good things. Everybody criticizes the United States. Nobody criticizes the criminality and the things that form their own culture. At some point, people have to take responsibility for their own culture. We did not destabilize any Mexican government to put in the present president. We just didn't. In fact, we helped him with our various treaties, and the same with Honduras. The guy just takes $1 million. That's what it is. Mark, stay on the line. Give your address to Luke for a shirt. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.